All right, Noble. So we're on part 5 of our Transformers versus Power Rangers movie crossover.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Is this wait. Is this the one where Optimus Prime gets the legs, or is this the one where the legs become Optimus Prime?
No, I was thinking of going in more of a R.I.D. style where Grimlock's the legs.
No, guys. They're two separate fucking universes. You can't just
cross so over. Yeah, so is G.I. Joe and Transformers, but they crossed over.
Shh, we don't talk about that.
Yeah.
You can't just take Power Rangers and Transformers and fucking combine them together. You can't have the Transformers working with the Autobots. You can't have Rita working with the Decepticons. Oh my god, that actually sounds really fucking cool.
Yeah, and then part 6,
right?
A mechanized, like, Ren's, like, Optimus Prime becomes Ultraman Cup. Oh, shit. Yeah. Ultraman. Shit.
Hi, guys.
Squadron roll call. We're live! Explorer from the unknown. Yellowcaster. Autogar.
Loyal and Lab. Pinkcaster Lightred.
From Royal to Ranger. Orangecaster. Noble.
Paying respect to the original Japanese heroes.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Ultra Ranger.
Ultra Prime?
Yeah. No, the Schwa.
I am Ultraman Prime.
I am Ultra Nova Prime.
I am Ultra Miss Prime.
Ultra Miss Prime. Hello, everyone.
Welcome to episode 6 of Ultra Ranger.
Yeah, so today, as of this recording, the Lionsgate Power Rangers 2017 movie is now out on Blu-ray. So if you have not gotten your fucking copy, please, go get one now. Support this movie. I bought this movie twice. I bought the Walmart exclusive Blu-ray, and I pre-ordered and got the Best Buy exclusive Steelbook.
Yeah, and I also got mine that I can't reach.
I got it, bud. I got you. There you go.
Yeah. So I went to Best Buy this morning thinking that there's going to be a Steelbook there. But no, I was kind of upset about it.
And then I decided to be a good friend, and I was like, you know what, Gar? I'll buy it for you at no charge.
So once again, I get to see the Power Rangers movie for free.
There you go. I mean, you let me see Transformers 5 last night for free, so that was great. That was such a mixed bag.
I will talk to you guys about that after the podcast, because I heard some things.
Okay. But yeah, so honestly, like, in all seriousness, just if you loved Power Rangers, if you saw it in theaters, support this movie more, buy the Blu-ray, buy 2 of them, because, like, we want a sequel. I want a fucking sequel. Dude. I want this story to continue. I want these characters to continue.
Yes, I love Billy!
As
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger, we are the abridged series, and we suggest that you support the official release.
Yes, please support the official release.
The following is a fan-based parody. Power Rangers, Power Rangers Dino Charge, and Power Rangers Supercharge.
Power Rangers, Power Rangers Zeo, Power Rangers Turbo, Power Rangers Space, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, 5 minutes later. Power Rangers Ninja Super Steel is all owned by Toei, Disney.
By Toei Company, Saban Entertainment, and Nickelodeon. Please support the following release. Or fuck, damn it, we gotta record all that again.
Don't forget Disney.
Oh yeah, apparently Disney has a bit of it. You know what Disney sells the rights to?
What?
The Masked Rider.
Well, that and the 2001 Transformers cartoon.
Cool.
No, not Which? Cool. Oh. The one where Optimus Prime was a fire truck and Megatron, and like it was Autobots and Predacons.
Does that mean they had the rights to?
Oh, Robots in Disguise.
Seen Scourge in a while.
The first Robots in Disguise. Okay.
I don't know.
That's just an incarnation of Scourge Lane. Okay. There's an incarnation of him from Cybertron where he's a three-headed fucking dragon.
That's weird. Wow, wait, we're above Soldron.
I mean, yeah, and Soundwave's also a stealth bomber where Laserbeak is one of his bombs, so cut him some slack.
Anyways, let's talk about some Ultra news.
Yeah, there would be more Ultra news, but sadly, we only got one thing, because apparently people are lazy when it comes to Ultraman and magazine scans.
Oh, that
sucks. Yeah, so, like, the Televikoon magazine came out, mm-hmm. everybody focused on, you know, Ho-Oh Soldier's debut and his backstory.
Yep.
Basically, Kamen Rider Build's debut next month's magazine.
Ooh, I'm excited.
And, like, Brave Level 100. But when it came to the Ultraman magazine scans, fuck that. We're not even gonna touch it.
Well, no, we won't until G'd airs.
Yeah, but...
A little more shit.
But it's like, we get, like, a few... We get to see another kaiju formation, but I can't, like, tell what it is or, like, who's it a fusion of. Because nobody subbed it. But you know what we do find out? Mm-hmm. We find out that there's a new Ultraman G form.
Ooh. Oh, I thought you were going to say we find out that Ho-Ho Soldier is people.
No. The Ultraman, the second video game exclusive form for Ultraman G is called Ultraman G Tried Slugger.
Wait, is that on, there on the left?
Yes, it is the blue-red one.
Oh, zoom in.
Alright.
Control-Z. Oh,
the one with the horns, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad-ass looking.
Yeah.
I love that.
And what you see underneath it? Another kaiju horn that looks like the spawn of Satan.
That's fucking cool, too. Oh, Gene is going to have great Mons kaijus. Like, really good kaijus.
Because it's legit just going to be a bunch of kitbashes of, like, older kaijus just mixed together.
And, yeah, we got fucking Belial in it, Zero in it. So, like, this is... Gene is not going to disappoint.
But get this. This form can be achieved when Gene fuses the powers of his father, Ultraman Belial. Oh, spoilers. Gene is the son of Belial, if you didn't know. And Ultraman Orbs... Erem Slugger.
Wait. Hold the fucking phone. So it's a fusion of Ultraman Belial, and then the fusion orb uses of Ultra 7 and Zero.
Yes.
Wow!
So technically speaking, that form is Ultraman G'd using the power of four different Ultramen.
Jesus Christ!
Technically speaking, because orb is technically three Ultraman total.
Yeah. A combined father and son power that uses his father's eternal nemesis power, Ultraman Zero, and that who will also become Gene's mentor, Ultraman Zero.
Zero's gonna be a senpai. Oh my god.
Took him 5 years.
Right? Well, I mean, in Ultra Fight Orb, he was sort of a senpai to Orb, so.
True. Let's hope that this form will make it to the series where the powers will conflict each other before activating.
Please? I want this form. Like, look at that! That's so fucking cool!
It kind of looks like it has a face on the chest.
Sort of.
I think that's kind of the point.
Actually, it looks like Tidal Fantasy's helmet!
Tidal Fantasy. Just go downstairs, take Ichi's Tidal Fantasy figure, slap it on Ultraman figure. Boom!
Bam!
I made triple slug.
Okay, well, then I need the Ultraman Orb Arimian. Go back down. Amirium Slugger capsule.
Yep.
Okay, for a first second, I thought you were going to say the Ultraman Orb Arabian Nights, and I'm like, what?
No, I was trying to pronounce some Amirium Slugger.
You fools! We all got beta capsules! But yeah, so that's the only bit of news. Kind of sucks.
Oh well.
Hopefully next week we have more.
Yeah.
But until next time, let's talk about the Origin Saga.
God, I never get tired of hearing that transition.
Yeah. Episode 6, War God.
Ooh, a lot of interesting stuff happened, especially specifically with Juggler. Juggler got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Like, he continues to still, like, we already knew he was a badass because of Orb itself, like, the show. But, like, now we have more, like, into his character, and this is a prequel series, so, like, Juggler was already a badass before he was already a badass. Like,
yes, he's been a badass for quite some time
now.
Yeah,
he's been badass for a long time.
How long have you been a badass? Since I came out of my mother's egg.
You were born from an egg?
Yeah.
hatched and everything. It was awesome.
I cut my way.
Yeah, I had to punch.
I cut my way out of the egg.
With my sword.
He was just born with that sword. But yeah, so the war god's like doing shit, trying to defend, Amade's like trying to defend like
her
kingdom and stuff. Not doing a too bad of a job, I'd say. She used some laser beam attacks. She was like hitting them, stopping them, pushing them back. And then she like put up a barrier around the Tree of Life just to like, you know, but stop.
Then she gets her ass handed to him.
She does get her ass handed to her and then tries to do the dumb thing of, I'm going to talk to Queen Belzum and try to reason with her. Then just all of a sudden, what? Queen Belzum is evolving?
And this is probably why they wanted the blood.
Yeah.
But literally, just Queen Belzum stood up on her two hind legs. It was actually, like, it's amazing how underneath, like, she stood up. And then she just has, like, a actual, like, kaiju-looking form on her belly. And she actually has, like, a face. But then you can still see, like, the top of her normal head, like, on top of her head. And I'm just like, that was weird.
It's like Snorlax through all the generations. It took them, like, 8 generations to stand up.
And no, but, and, like, the reason why this episode was really awesome, too, is, like, we see, like, feudal-era wearing, like, samurai warriors with swords and laser rifles. And it's just, like, they're kicking ass and just, like...
So Gaim's Kachidokiums.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, like, Shinra joins the fight again, like, teams up with Raigo, and he even looks at Raigo, he's just like...
Oh,
I'm just gonna,
God.
I'm just... What?
What if this is the invest planet that... Kota took over.
Oh,
there is no way they're going to do
like
that.
Thousands
no,
of years later, civilization.
You're not crossing over Ultraman with Gaim.
Please?
No, you please. Must... Gaim,
I mean, there technically was that Attack on Titan scene.
Gaim is too pure.
What if it became Power Rider?
No.
What if we brought
Power Rider Fruits?
Or how about Kamen Rider Fruit Knight?
No,
it would be it would be Power Rider Fruits.
No,
because that's how the drive driver
over
says
here.
It.
I don't know.
Kamen Rider Samurai Knight.
No, Gaim is too pure. You must not touch it. It's like the golden fruit.
Yeah, that didn't stop Saban touching Gokaiger, and look what happened.
Shh, we don't talk about super mega shit.
Speaking of super mega shit, man, you could have saw what I did the other day.
Okay. But yeah, so then Shinra like teams up with Raigo and he just kind of gives Raigo this look like, I'm going to just pretend that you didn't try to frame me for assassinating the queen. Raigo's like, sure.
Yeah, it's weird that they didn't bring that up.
No, not at all.
It's just Raigo's like, Shinra, thanks, buddy.
Alright, let's fight.
Wait, didn't you hate me? No.
Of course not. Yeah. You know! Why would I do that?
Yeah.
And then Juggler does, like, a badass thing where he, like, jumps onto a giant Bell's monster kaiju and just fucking, like, stabs it in
the head.
And just destroys it.
Miko pulls an obscure Lupa from Suburban Nights, just has a Gatling gun, just starts firing at it.
And she has her hair down. She
yeah,
really
she,
nice.
She looks so pretty.
She's so pretty. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, don't all the greatest characters have surprise Gatling guns?
Oh, and then before that...
You mean like Angry Joe? I didn't know we could use machine guns.
And then before all that, like, Guy and Dinah are just like... Guy's just like, I can't just stand there and watch this. We need to do something. And Dinah's like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, you're right. We're Ultraman. We do this. This is our job.
Yeah. It,
then just, Dinah!
It's like having a force to, like, break your diet. It's like, I must.
Fuck it. The rest of the week's a cheat day.
Tuesday and Friday's cheat day. Yeah.
Meanwhile on Earth, Shohei's kind of dying, like, badly.
Yeah, and we still don't have a name for his other friend that kind of looks like Shotaro Ishinomori.
Eh. Well, there you go, Ishinomori, that's what we call him.
Wait, what's the guy's name again? The bed guy? The
Shohei.
Shohei needs food badly.
No, and his girlfriend's, like, yelling at him, like, fucking talk to me, you asshole!
Hey, it's better than Transformers 5. Wake up, Canopy, wake up! He's still awake, just tell him to focus. God.
God.
I mean, mean it's a robot?
You're the only family I have left. What about Squeaks, bitch?
Yeah, so Squeaks is chopped liver?
Yeah, Squeaks nothing to you?
Just...
Apparently that's a sought-after toy.
What,
Squeaks? What, the Squeaks?
Yeah, everyone wants Squeaks.
Even though at our Walmart, there's like six fucking Squeaks figures.
Yeah, apparently my buddy Reggie on Twitter, he's just like, yeah, I can't find a Squeaks.
I mean, it's a very amazingly engineered figure for what it is, I'll say that.
It's a pretty... And the shit he did in the movie? Goddamn.
Yeah, but for a character that doesn't transform.
I want Copland.
Well, the toy does.
You mean Cogman?
Or Cogman? Oh, was it Cogman?
Yeah, it's okay. Cogman.
Yeah, Cogman was the best character in that whole movie.
But anyways, let's get back to Ultraman.
I'm sorry.
We'll talk about Transformers when it comes out on Blu-ray. We'll talk about it as a future topic.
Also, God, Psyche's fucking cool.
Yeah, he's like...
Like, why are all the villains in Orb just fucking awesome?
You wanna know why, Lane?
Why?
Because villains in the Ultraman series aren't as generic as Sentai and Rider. They don't just want to take over the Earth. They just want to, you know, have fun.
And even at one point, like, Psyche was like, wow, like, all the shit Amadei's doing, I should just stop the fighting, but nope. I gotta stick with my plan. I gotta stick with it. Focus.
And then
he
even mentions about the Ultraman. It's like, oh, their so-called justice.
Yeah. And so, yeah, then she, like, tries to talk to the Queen Bells or whatever, Amadei, and then just...
Surprise, motherfucker. Yeah. Stab.
Stab in the back. Get the Kugutsu, whatever, poison inside of her, and then she starts going berserk mode. And then Cosmos is like, fine... just summons her or transforms and then like okay, Amadei, I need you to mellow down for a bit. Here's some weed. It's gonna mellow you out a bit. It's gonna all be good.
It's from the Ultra Stash.
the Ultra Stash.
And then just Cosmos.
Just Ultraman Justice back on his planet. Making some more.
I mean, got a better look at Cosmos' design, and actually, I like it. I like the blue. The blue is really nice.
Yeah, if only the Ultra Act was that color, like, was that shade of blue. It's kind of a bit brighter on the Ultra Act, so it's like,
And then, like, I like Dinah because, like, usually, like, Ultraman, they have, like, they're kind of, like, horn
thing. They have, like, a fin.
They have, like, a fin at, like, points, like, behind their head. But Dinah has like kind of like a horn fin that faces forward, and I like that. That was a nice touch to his.
He's a rhino.
He's a rhino.
My courage is like a rhino.
It's better than your courage being like a duck.
Right.
So then
I'll explain that later.
So then, just like Juggler's like, oh, I have an idea. I'll cut the tree of life a bit, grab a mega seed, and then just this is just where he like. Then we just get, like, the weirdest scene of just Juggler going, GUY! Just how he said it, like, I was just, like, taken back, like, oh, that was weird. That was weird, him yelling Guy's name.
But yeah, and then he tosses Guy the seed, where it turns into an arrow. Perfect way to describe this.
The ones that match the seed.
I'm just glad that we just created a new sexual innuendo for gay sex, tossing the seed.
I've traveled millions of miles to plant my seed, Ultraman.
And that is why the thumbnail this week will just be Guy's face over Will Ferrell, like his secretary being the queen.
I've traveled millions of miles to plant my seed, Ultraman.
But yeah, then all seems perfect until.
Oh man, like, I was like, oh look, like they're doing it, like they beat shit or whatever like that. And like Juggler looks so happy and Gargis immediately is just like, you know what's happening, right? And I was like, oh no. Whenever there's a victory.
Whenever somebody looks cheery, it looks like the battle was won.
Without sacrifice, there's no victory.
Miko gets stabbed by the Belzebub.
Because she tries to use one of Juggler's sword techniques. And I'm just like, oh no.
And then she dies.
Yeah, and then just Juggler's like, Fuck, I wanted that puss. I was gonna show her my other sword techniques, you know, with my dick. Damn it.
I think we're missing a few scenes where it's like, she's, like, think of it. They met. Juggler gives zero shit. Next episode, she keeps calling him master. That's like, somehow there's a relationship blooming when there's, like, zero context to it. This is like me writing my characters.
She was gonna juggle my jugglers! Ah!
No!
The episode fucking ends with that. I'm just like, fuck you, show! Fuck you!
And then next week. Next week.
You know what? We'll find out next week.
Yeah, we'll find out what happens next week.
Noble, you still there? Noble? Oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, the internet died. Shit. Well, we lost Noble. We lost Noble temporarily. We'll have him back soon. Noble!
Hey!
Hi, sorry our internet died because it likes to be a dick and do that every once in a while.
No, it's...
I figured something like that happened.
We're still recording, though, so... Yeah.
Okay, my thought was, oh, the power went out.
So where did you cut off? Where did we cut off?
I don't remember.
Okay, were we talking about, like, Juggler's girlfriend dying?
A little bit before that.
Okay.
What, did you get the Will Ferrell joke?
We mentioned that you wanted to put Will Ferrell's face and the secretary thing for the episode thumbnail. I remember that.
Okay. Well, alright, anyways. Sorry about that, folks. We had a little internet power outage, but we're back, so we lost Noble for a second. But yeah, no, all Noble, what we were saying was just like, yeah, Juggler's girlfriend died, and, you know, Juggler wanted her to... juggle his jugglers. There we go. That's the laugh I wanted. No, I just made like a funny joke, just being like I was gonna show her my other sword techniques. By that I mean my dick. Just like something like
that.
But yeah, no, that really sucked. And then yeah, like the episode ended with like that. And I'm just like, oh, that fucking sucks.
Every great story ends in sacrifice.
But, yeah, we're not going to talk about next week's episode preview because apparently it's really cool, according to Gar, so we'll keep it a surprise for next week.
Will Queen Amitate regain consciousness? Will Shohei wake up from his death? Find out on the next exciting episode of Ultraman Orb, The Origin Saga.
GT.
I was expecting, will Queen Amidala be able to make it to the Senate? Will Anakin stop hating sand? Find out in the next episode of Star Wars.
No, if there's any narrator voice that I can do, I wish I could do the 1980s Transformers narrator. Because...
Oh, yeah, the...
It's like,
Optimus Prime. He's a robot in disguise, and he's more than meets the eye.
Well, no, it's
Transformers,
like,
Season 2.
Yeah, 2005.
Yeah, that's great. I wish I had that voice.
Wow, Transformers is super outdated now.
Yeah, 1986 movie. Set in 2005. Japan. You know what? We're going to have it set in 2010.
It's not much better.
Either way, the cars were super fucking outdated.
Oh, yeah. Also, Shohei, like, woke up and he looked fucking zombified and super creepy. And it was actually...
Wrong show, Shohei! Shohei, get the fuck back down!
Welcome down to the Amazons, everyone. I'm sorry we were gone for a week, but... I'm just kidding.
Is tomorrow going to be a double episode, or are we just doing,
We're doing a double.
I wasn't sure if we were just going to do episode whatever and then save the last two episodes as a double episode.
We're doing a double and make it double? Gar, that makes no sense.
To protect the world and...
Okay, anyways...
To protect the world and double, 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 double.
That's actually what we call a cop.
No, there.
Canada.
Our friends did make it, or like my friends in high school did make a Team Rocket thing about Tim Hortons. So it's like, and make it a double, double.
For fuck's sake. probably not the first one.
No.
Alright, Ultra Fire Arm, let's do it!
Episode 8, aka the final episode.
And actually, this was really good.
And we spend half of it listening to the Ultraman Orb theme song.
Well, Orb was kicking ass as a Miriam Slugger while he was beating Roboto, so that was cool.
I would have preferred after hearing the term, I'm going to cut you faster than you can regenerate. Go, 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 go. Gotta go fast. Do, 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 do. Gotta go fast.
Yeah. But yeah, so it kills Robatos, and then the staff disappears, and Zero's like, wait, what the fuck was that?
What?
When you see that Robatos' staff is gone. Sorry, we love that.
No. If we can use that meme for anything, it's when you try to revive your friend, but realize he's still alive.
So then, meanwhile, back on, the Land of Light, just Orb is there, and, Zoffy and all of them,
Zoffy, Jack, and Seven.
And they give him the star mark.
Yeah, it's like, we'll give you a star mark.
Good job. He's like, nah. And, Henshin's or whatever like that, and just...
He reverts back to his human form.
Yeah, he reverts back to his human form, and you just see him, looking up at, them, and just all the Ultramen are just, looking down at him. Aww. Just like, oh, he's so cute! Zero's just like, Dad, can I keep him? No. And this guy's just being like, I'm a wanderer. I travel from plant to plant, saving them. That's what I do. And that's what I must keep doing.
And if this was CinemaSins, just... After him saying that line, space decade, ding.
Honesty, ding. Yeah, and so just it was cool to see, because you gotta remember, Guy's not an ultra being. He's just this guy who literally just obtained Ultraman powers, and he warps out, which I didn't know Guy could do apparently, and just I could see just like. The rest of them are just standing there being like, wow, he's so cool.
He fades away into Stardust. And which it's like, how the fuck did he learn that?
When he vanishes away, everyone's like, what?
What? That's great.
All the Ultraman have Scooby.
What?
All the Ultramen have Scooby-Doo syndrome, but instead of R's, it's S's.
Sure. What was the Seth MacFarlane's joke about what? Like he'll be talking about something, and then, what?
Oh, man. That's great. Yeah, that's totally episode. Just, what? And then my favorite part of this was just, we see Robatos is not dead because he did state, hey, I'm immortal, you can't fucking kill me that easily. So he's like, I will revive the original owner of the Battlenizer. I will revive Ultraman Belial. Why the fuck isn't it working? Oh, fuck. That means he's alive. All of a sudden sees someone walking out. I'm just like, no. No, it can't be. Ultraman Jean. Yeah. And he just fires a fucking beam at Robatos, and I just, we got, a nice, cool look at Ultraman Jean, in his permanent form. He looks so cool. I paused on his face. Love his eyes. And then he actually has his father's jawline. He has his father's jaw. And it's just, it's super cool. Fuck, man.
Wait, if he has his dad's jawline, all of his personality... Who's his mom?
Amade.
Probably that ultra being in that thing Dave in the Discord chat.
Huh?
Scroll up a little bit. You'll see it.
Go to Discord. Let's see.
It was on Toku TNA, by the way.
Okay.
Or Toku ANT.
Okay, yeah, it's a little small for me to see from where I am, but...
Basically, it's the equivalent of a female ultra person
ultra being
standing in front of a monster on the ground in a poorly made costume. As he turns around, he pulls out what I'm guessing is supposed to be like a telephone tower or something and pokes her in the butt.
Oh.
And from what I can guess, there's lots of moaning, seeing as he put no nudity, just sexy overtones and moaning.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
But yeah, that's the end of Ultra Fight Orb.
It was, honestly, like, if I watched this as just an entire thing, like, it would honestly be, like, an episode long.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they're going to do.
Because it's like, what? They're probably going to... 4 minutes, we have 8 episodes. 4 times 8 is 34? No, 36. No.
26 minutes and 4 seconds.
Okay, yeah. So that's pretty much the equivalent episode. So if you're interested in watching Ultra Fight Orb, if you have not watched it while you've been listening to this, just honestly, just watch it all as like a compilation, like together.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure
they're going to release something for that's like a DVD for Orb that they'll have this as like a special DVD feature.
This is getting its own Blu-ray release.
Okay, then I can see it getting its own.
Yeah.
Just
so,
for this?
Yeah, it comes with a figure.
Cool.
And it comes with
behind the scenes stuff or something?
It comes with behind the scenes stuff, and it comes with the director's commentary and
okay.
And granted, the director is Sokichi Sakamoto. So it's
It does come with what figure does it come with?
It comes with a Raybatos vinyl figure where it's okay. Translucent blue.
Oh, yeah,
oh, that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. So it is worth it if you live in Japan.
Yeah.
Us, it's like... I,
it's a doggy.
It's a dog again.
But yeah, no, I honestly, for like a side spin-off series, I liked it. I thought it was good. Bit
yeah.
slow at first, but then by the middle, it's really good.
But you know what's going to be better, Lane?
Hmm?
You know what's coming out in July?
What?
The Ultraman Orb movie.
Oh, good.
Because like, I asked someone, it's like, in the future, will there be an Ultraman Orbs movie released by you guys? Maybe.
Yeah, we get to see a guy in his summer outfit.
Yeah, summer guy.
And a ukulele. So you can buy it online and have it signed by guy himself.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool. Anyways.
So, yeah.
Short episode, but that's because we have a lot of news.
Yeah. Starting next week, we'll be... Even though on Radio Sentai Cast Ranger, we'll also be doing Ultra Lie. You'll be getting double the dosage with not only just an Ultra Ranger episode, but more Ultra Lie.
Yep.
So, in which, Lane, what are we talking about next week for our feature topic?
We are going to talk about the Ultraman Zero movie, because we want to get hyped for Geed.
Yeah. So, our plan is to basically watch everything Zero-related in chronological order.
Yeah.
Like, not everything he appeared in.
But just the important shit.
Like, the important things that he debuted in.
Yeah.
So, we're not talking about, like, the episode of Ultraman X where he debuted. We're not going to talk about the Ginga S movie where he had a role. We're just going to be talking about like his like feature films and his like V cinemas.
And then
that for us or for Cast Ranger?
That's for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll need a link for that.
I have something planned out for Ultra Life for Cast Ranger.
Okay. Also, we're going to watch the fucking Revenge of Belial, and I cannot wait to watch that movie.
So cool.
Honestly, I'm looking forward to watching the Zero movie again because, like, I want to watch it, like, you know, really closely. And also, I just want to see Zero in that armor again, that training armor, because it was fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
What episode, or what, not episode, but what movie is Belial in?
Belial is in the Legend Galaxy movie where Zero also debuted. And then he has
okay.
his own movie, Revenge of Belial.
Yup.
Okay.
And apparently he
debuted. I'm guessing these are all on Crunchyroll.
Nope, they are sadly not legally owned. So,
could we find them on Cinemanet?
You can find them if you look them up online. That's the best.
TV something something or Eggs Over Easy? I'm trying to mention the sites we use without mentioning the sites we use.
That is true.
You TV such and such and eggs over easy.
And
you know what? You know what? I'm just going to be blunt about it. To all of you that know of Kiss Asian, stop using it. It's not a good site.
Yeah. No. Yeah, no. That's bad. No. Yeah. That's virus galore.
Yeah.
To the point where I kept getting pop-ups to the point where I couldn't watch that. What was the movie we watched for As the Gods Will?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I tried watching that on my phone, and I couldn't because it kept opening new windows.
Wow.
I had to watch it on my computer so I could just keep exiting out of the new windows it kept trying to open.
Yep.
But anyways.
So, yeah, that's all. That's virus territory, my friends.
That is the end of episode 6 of Ultra Ranger. Shua. You can follow me on Twitter at Autobot Autorod at Autobot Autorod. You can follow Lane at Lightrid or twitter.com/Lightrid.
Oh, yeah.
You can follow Noble on twitter.com/TheNoble117. Crunchman, you can follow him as Crunchman61. Or if you like to hear me talk about more random tokusatsu stuff, you can look up my Gar's Toku blog page on Facebook.com. For Cast Ranger, you can look us up on Facebook.com/RSCastRanger. CastRanger.podbean.com. You can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/RadioSentaiCastRanger. Not to mention our Instagram page, Instagram.com/RadioSentaiCastRanger. If you'd like to hear more about Noble and Crunchman, you can hear them on Rydertown Radio, on Facebook, YouTube, and Podomatic. Just a reminder, Ultraman Orb is currently legally available on Crunchyroll.com. So is Ultraman Orb The Origin Saga on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
Ultra Fight Orb used to be available on YouTube.com/Tsuburaya channel, but sadly, like Tsuburaya, they like to put it up and then take it away.
Isn't there other Ultraman series on Crunchyroll?
Yes, there's Ultraman Leo, 80, Gaia, Nexus, Max, Mabius, Ginga S, and X. So hopefully...
For all your Ultra needs, go to Ultra Crunchy.
Yeah. So hopefully within the week or so before... Because we only have 2 weeks until Ultraman G is released. Hopefully Crunchyroll announces... sometime within the 2 weeks that they have required the rights to it.
Yeah, that's
what... Or they'll just be doing what they did with Orb. Oh yeah, first episode's out. Thanks.
I mean, lots of things do that anymore, and it's like, come on. Like, yeah. Last year when Bethesda announced that Fallout Shelter mobile app thing, you're like, oh yeah, by the way, you can download this now.
Have a wonderful day, everyone.